Time to bring in Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Of course, Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, navigating tough waters, and climbing high mountains at a single leap. Good morning, Mr. Lynch. Yes, Jill.
And they got everybody out of the cave.
Yes, and he was there helping get people.
He was.
Jim Lynch.
Unlike that was actually one of the funniest things I've seen is the Thai government's response to Elon Musk, which was thank you so much. You know, your great help was very greatly. And as you read it, you sort of cannot help but parenthetically go, you know, thanks, we've got this.
Yeah, we've got control of this. Well, anyways.
We've got this. But
that is one good news story that finally came to an end at this morning. They're all out now.
Yep,
They're all out. So, and let's bring him in. Jim Lynch. Good morning, Jim.
And good morning. Good morning to you, sir. And Jill and everybody out there. Anyhow, it is fantastic. The kids are out of the cave. Congratulations to everybody who worked so hard and diligently and took great risk.
I have a question for you. Do you think he's going to coach that soccer team anymore?
Absolutely.
Do I think what?
I don't think there's going to be any more explorations of caves, though.
Well, it's funny. They went on a team-building exercise.
Yeah, they built it already.
That was a team-building exercise.
That's why we have movies and television.
That's right.
You weren't going to a cave.
They just went through the hardest ropes course ever in the history of
Well, you know what I think is absolutely fascinating, just in the whole coverage of this, is how we, in our inimitable style, I'll leave everyone else to comment on my definition of inimitable style, impose our thoughts and our culture on others. The minute, you know... It's not as though everyone is sitting around binge-watching Orange is the New Black in Thailand.
No, but, you know, humanity comes to the fore, so to speak, when things like this happen. And it's wonderful, the result. And it's wonderful to see everybody rooting. And, you know, we can feel... We have a tremendous amount of challenges on our plates in terms of the world, its weather. I think, forget about what's going on in California and everywhere else with all of this news coverage of the comings and goings of the president. That said, a couple of things. A fellow named Kavanaugh is now the nominee for the next Supreme Court opening. I think the real challenge here is not so much Roe v. Wade, because as Cecilia Richardson of Planned Parenthood had said, it would be unfortunate if it's made illegal somehow. But abortion existed long before Roe v. Wade, and it will exist after. It's a shame. It'll possibly be illegal. Well, I doubt it. The key thing is that it will not be as safe. That said, Kavanaugh is very conservative. I think my concern, and maybe the concern of a lot of people, is that he wrote a paper in 2009 basically saying that you couldn't... I'm shorthanding here, folks, with more words.
You can't legally indict a sitting president of the United States. He agrees with that
opinion,
that written opinion. Yes,
right. Therefore, folks, something that I've been wanting to cover now for a while. We all hear of the 30-40% in favor of the current administration. How about let's talk about the 60%, whoever they are, who don't support him, who didn't support him. And this is why it's important to talk about it now, because come the November elections, depending on, obviously, your point of view, the vote could go in favor of the Senate and House turning over and going Democratic. That said, that body... could basically mitigate a lot of things that the Supreme Court may or may not try to do. Already, Governor Cuomo yesterday has put some legislation down on people's right to govern their own reproductive activities. I don't have the exact on it. I'm reading from a headline. But what I'm saying is things are happening. The fight is on. Also, in terms of immigration, where we look kind of horrible in the eyes of the rest of the world, a judge in California has ruled in favor of the state and against the president and Sessions in terms of dealing with immigrants who come here. The president and Sessions already have become jailers of babies and kids. They've already separated moms and dads from children. They've put them in jails. And now the courts, at least in California, are making some pretty big statements. So hopefully this government, which supposedly is so well managed, will finally figure out where all these kids are and the parents and put them all back together. But this is going to go down as a blight on American history in terms of what we have done to these children, to these immigrants, to these human beings. We've always been a beacon of freedom to the world, and now we've sullied ourselves, and I don't know when and how we're ever going to get it back. Moving on the international front, President Trump embarrassed himself and embarrassed this country with his braggadocio on this North Korean deal, which is a total flop, all talk, no action. The North Koreans are taking us by the nose and twisting it. The president, looking for somebody to blame, is blaming China. Well, frankly, you know, I'm certain China has had a few things to say to North Korea, and I can assure you that China has not looked fondly upon the tariffs that we put upon them. So, you know, it's a big world, Mr. Trump. Get used to it. A lot of moving parts. I know you can. You only have one moving part, Mr. Trump. That's your mouth. But the rest of the world does a lot of different things. The stage is set for the president to make a fool of himself again in NATO, possibly in Britain. And I do not look forward to that. I want my president to be strong. I want him to be honest. I want him to represent what is fair. I want him to be an ally to our allies of hundreds of years. But I can't make that happen. That's up to the president to make it happen. It's up to the president to make us proud. These experiences we're getting with this president are very humbling, in my opinion, as a citizen, to go from the top dog, certainly with imperfections, to low rent. We're acting very, very low rent. And I would hope something happens here to begin to bring us back to where we were. And I say begin, because it's not going to happen overnight.
I have to chime in here for a second. I'm opposed to this president, probably as much or not more than anybody else. But I can tell you right now, I am tired. I am tired of people getting maniacal about this, about going over the edge. People that are protesting now, it's great to protest. It's great to bring up disagreements. It's great to resist. But we all must remember one simple thing. Where were you all back on election day when Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were running for president of the United States? Now, I know Hillary won by 3 million votes. That was California, basically. Where were you in Michigan? Where were you in Pennsylvania? Where were you in Wisconsin? Where were you? 70,000 people have changed the course of this country. And it's the way we elect presidents. And, you know, it's the way it's done. And when will people learn? As President Obama said, and other people have said, elections have consequences. And Jim, something that you posted, what you just said a few minutes ago, is so right. Resist, talk now, protest, but come election day, if you want to undo what you consider was wrong, then vote. And if you don't vote in those numbers, then just shut the hell up.
And add to that, if you want to vote on Election Day, you'd best go to your towns and find out
Make sure you're registered.
Because it's not something you can just waltz in to the local gym and find your name on a list.
You know, Jim, it said a lot, and people don't say it enough anymore. Truly, the biggest hammer we have as Americans
is your vote.
Is the ballot box. And people, it's not social media, it's not TV, it's the ballot box.
And people really, this is a social media, something that we observed over the years, for better or for worse. It is Facebook, social media is fantastic if you are trying to find your pet that is lost. It's great for sharing photographs of your friends and family. But if you are trying to raise funds, and you will just notice there are crowdfunding, it comes off social media, and sometimes you happen, sometimes you don't. It's not the same thing as wearing through, unfortunately, a few pairs of shoes.
It's just, you don't
walking, and
You don't vote on social media. That's, you got to get off your butt and you have to vote.
Well, that's really the message, vote. But I think Jill has underscored voting with a very significant piece of information. Right now, check your registration. Make sure you know where you can vote, if you're registered to vote, and if you don't know, pick up the phone, go on the internet, and find out where. If you have any doubt at this time or over the next week or so whether you are registered to vote and where you go to vote and the hours of voting, find out now so you are prepared. As I've said on the show a number of times, as a fellow citizen, it's not my business who you vote for, but as a fellow citizen, I just take the responsibility of telling you to please vote, and I underscore what Marshall has said. Don't moan, vote. You made a mistake and didn't vote, well, not now, vote. And I myself, when I went to some, I guess it was the primary here in New York, it always gives me a thrill to go into this place and see all these people working. And I always make sure that when I leave, I thank the people behind these desks for their service, because this is a service that is not well recognized. If we didn't have people willing to spend the time and the patience, particularly to someone like myself, who's not that technically oriented, as Marshall will attest, this is a tremendous service. And once every couple of years, once every 6 months, whatever the situation, these people are serving us. And honor them by voting.
And also contacting your senator or your congressperson during something that's going on and express your opinion, not on social media, but in a god darn letter or else a telephone call.
Amen. Jill has pointed out before, in terms of writing things, the importance of it. Writing that letter where you put your intelligence behind your emotion is very, very important. On that score, we have so much on our plates. The internet has become so distractive. I don't know if I sent it to you folks, but I came across an article from February 2017, a well-done article over a year old. And I reread it again, and it is incredible because it talked then about how this whole presidential Washington, D.C. Mill has taken over the internet and how there's very little room left for anything else. Well, it's another year and a half since then, and it's gotten worse. So this idea of getting off the internet and putting it in the letter form is very key, frankly, to our sanity, because what's going on here is mind-boggling. On that score, reading articles of breadth, factually done, is the way to go, not getting little blurbs off the internet. There's a fellow named Chait, C-H-A-I-T, a New York magazine, wrote an incredibly well-done piece about how the Russians basically, going back to 13, started influencing our elections. But probably more importantly than that, he goes back to 1987 when he makes the assertion that possibly Trump was co-opted then as a possible agent. That's an opinion, folks. He doesn't have a biblical proof of it. But you have to start reading more, and you need to read serious things. You need to read things that have got to do with your freedom in this country. If you look around and see what we have elsewhere in the world, you'll find countless countries that are authoritarian in nature. Forget about voting. I mean, your comings and goings are basically monitored by the government. And God forbid you go against a little this or that, and you're fined or in jail. Let me make a few points on this tariff situation.
Okay, you've got about 3 minutes left.
All right. Market is not really the stock market is not really discounting the situation, the tariffs, which are getting more serious, and it's going to influence the whole international world of business. I want to point out that the Chinese, the biggest buyer of soybeans out in the farmland, not only have they cut back, but they are now subsidizing their own soybean farmers with government support. Now, this is very dangerous for our farmland, because not only short-term are they going to get more of their crop from local, but long-term, this is going to hurt the farm belt. Now, we talk about those people out in Wisconsin, et cetera, who voted. Well, I don't know when they're going to wake up and have the coffee, but they're going to get creamed. Also, BMW, biggest foreign automaker in the United States of America, actually in North Carolina, they have confirmed that they're going to make their all-electric SUV. It's going to be built in China and exported to other markets. And why is that going to be? Because BMW in the U.S. will suffer from these tariffs that other nations are putting upon us. Also on the tariff front, China is now beginning to import more of its oil from Iran rather than the U.S. These tariffs are backfiring on us as we speak. It's negative for the market. It's negative for small business. It's negative for new hires. And so be aware. Take your dough off the table, put it in the bank, and see what happens. Watch closely what goes on in NATO this week. It's going to give you a sense of where we're going as a country. I must point out to you that a British citizen, not Russian, died from the Russian nerve gas that the Russians had planted to kill some of their ex-spies. Well, Article 5 of the NATO enables a country to say, come help us out against this foreign power. And this would be the Brits saying, help us against Russia. We'll see what happens. There's a lot going to happen, though, that could be very, very significant. And the Supreme Court saying and so forth is going to be paled, in my opinion, by what's going to happen.
All right, Jim.
Anyhow, good week. Good day. Nice to talk with you. Kiss those kids. Get them on the way. See you. Bye-bye.
Take care, Jim. Jim Lynch, and Cover Your Assets on Robinhood Radio.